Blog Talk Radio.
Joseph, and I am so glad that I was looking at TV about 50 years ago, and this guy was on PBS. He was saying that black people were over in Israel, and you bring them back white. When did they change? We have not changed. We just didn't know. I didn't know that we were over in Israel. And I'm learning that we have been slaves to many people, the Romans, and the Egyptians, the Greeks. Many books that we should read. And I tell you, sheep, if you would listen to a radio, it was YouTube he was on. His name is Big Judah. I listen to him all the time, as well as I listen to Bishop Nathaniel from IUIC, United in, I forget what those initials stand for. I'm trying to remember, in United in Christ, Bishop Nathaniel, excellent person, and as well as Big Judah. You learn so much from them, at least I do, when I sit down and listen to them. I used to be in the Bible, a library all the time, but I don't be there as much as I used to. My chalkboard is saying that we should read 2 Kings chapter 11, but I want to tell you, sheep, those of you who are listening, I have gone past that. I am really in 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 54. That's where I will start. I want you sheep to know that a lot of these words in the Bible, they are difficult for me to read to you all. And as well, I am recovering from a setback, as many of you know, the few of you who know and that will call me from time to time. But I have not heard from this white guy that called me about a year and a half ago. And they were listening to me somewhere in, I think he said, the upper part of Virginia. So I am glad that you're listening. Hopefully you will learn something from me today. And I hope that you will. You know that I asked you, sheep, to have your three P's ready. And most times you will wonder, what are the three P's? They are your pencil, pen, and paper, so that you can jot down something, scriptures or references that I may state. And you want to check them out. I don't mind. Check them out, because I'm trapped to bring to you, see, the truth as well as I can. Now, I'm trying to think of something else that I wanted to say. Oh, this guy, this white guy named Rudolph, I have from Germany. He says that white people are not, we are not, they are not like us. And That's true. They are talking about replacement theology. And I'm telling you, sheep, there's no replacing us. We are Jews. And in the Bible, I don't know exactly where it says that Jesus came for the Jews. I remember a story where this woman was asking Jesus to heal her daughter, and she was saying, he was saying that he wasn't whatever he was saying, he wasn't going to give the blessings to what was a dog. And he was calling, in my view, what I understand, he was calling that woman a dog. And she was saying, even dogs, the crumbs fall from the table, and the dog would lick up the crumbs. And Jesus said to the lady, he has no great of faith. And that woman, from even us, the people that he has paid for, we are the Jews. And those people in the land that are saying they are Jews were brought over there in 1948. That's the land that we should be in. I don't know, wherever God places me, that's where I will be. And I will thank God. I'm telling you that so that you can search this replacement theology out for yourself. And I also want you to know that replacement theology, and I wanted to tell you about progressive and recessive. We are the progressive in that if we make a baby, the baby will come out like brown or brown. And those people who are claiming to be us, they are recessive. They cannot make a black baby. They cannot make a brown baby. Two whites get together, all they can produce is white. But us black folks, when we hook up with another race, we will produce brown skin like brown skin. And that's the way it is. Our Father came back for us. Brown skin and black skin people. I wish he would hurry up and do what he's going to do. I think he's actually coming soon. I don't know when he is coming. I have not read that in the Bible when he's coming. No one knows when he's going to come back and get us. But I will be glad if I can stay here until the end. I would ask God, where did white people come from? And they got a lot of nerve to say that they are us. And then they are ruling over us even to this day. And we have finished the 400 years that I learned about when I was in school. And that was over 35, maybe 40 years ago. And I've been trying to find out where did white folks come from? I think I heard on one of the programs that Big Judah had, and don't quote me on this, but I'm thinking that he had said that our father divided us up from, he made white folks with leopard skin, and he would know the difference from Jacob and Esau. So that's what he made Esau. They are the white skinned people, and I was about to say something else, but if I'm not sure, I should not say it. And if we are on the air, I thank Blog Talk Radio. And let me just say this to them. I called my credit card provider and told them that they had not been receiving payments. And the credit card company sent me a letter saying that Blog Talk has been receiving payments of each month. So it's, that lets me know that someone at Blog Talk Radio has been receiving payments for my program and not reporting it to their payment center, but they have been receiving payments. So I have asked to change my credit card, but I am thinking that the same person that's taking my payments from my credit card company will do the same. So I am going to ask Blog Talk Radio if they would be so kind as to give me a mailing address so that I can send payments directly into them and not let anyone have my new credit card number. I had did that for Blog Talk Radio because I like talking with you, see, and trying to tell you that what I have learned in the Bible and from the Bible. Now, see, sometimes I was about to say, I don't, sbblogtalkradio.com, and I don't know who SB is, and I want to know, I need to find out who is SB, because I don't deal with people that I really do not know. So, and maybe I will have to change my mind if Blog Talk Radio is still talking with SB, or they are probably not going to change, but I will have to make the change myself. Now, she turned with me to 1 Chronicles, spell 1 C H R O N I C L E S. Chapter 6, and I am going to pick up where I left off at verse 54. And notice, I have difficulty pronunciating some of these words because I don't know them, but I will try to pronunciate them. I am Chapter 6, 1 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 54. Now, these are their dwelling places throughout, their castles in their coast, the sons of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, and for their fathers were the was the Lot, and they gave them Hebron. Maybe this Hebron, A B, excuse me, see, H E B R O N, in the land of Judah, in the suburbs thereof, round about it. Thus the fields of the city, of the villages thereof, they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, that's spelled Jephunneh, and to the sons of Aaron, they gave the city of Judah, namely Hebron, the city of refuge, and Libni with her suburbs, and Geta and Eshtemoa with her suburbs, and Helene, Hilen, with her suburbs, Debir, with her suburbs, and Allen, and Ashlan, with her suburbs, that's spelled Ashan, and Bethsema, with her suburbs, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, Geba, spelled G-E-B-A, with her suburbs, and Alima, spelled A-L-E-T-H, with her suburbs, and Anatra, that's spelled A-N-A-T-H-O-T-H, with her suburbs. All their cities throughout their families were 13 cities. And unto the sons of Kahar, that's spelled K-O-H-A-H-A-T-H, which were left of the families of the tribe, were the cities given out of the half tribe, namely out of the half tribe of Manasseh, by Lot, 10 cities. Then, and to the sons of Gershon, throughout their families, Gershon is spelled G-E-R-S-H-O-M, throughout their families, tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh, in Bashan, that's spelled B-A-S-H-A-N, 13 cities. Unto the sons of Merari, spelled M-E-R-A-R-I, were given by Lot throughout their families, out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And children of Israel gave the Levites these cities with their suburbs, and they gave by lot out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities, which are the cities by name, and the residue of the residue of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their coasts of the tribe of Ephraim, and they gave unto them of the cities of refuge, Shechem, spelled S-H-E-C-H-E-M, in Mount Ephraim with her suburbs. They gave also Giza, spelled G-E-Z-R, with her suburbs. And Jokim, spelled J-O-K-M-E-A-N, with her suburbs. And Bethhoron, spelled B-E-T-H hyphen H-O-R-O-N, with her suburbs. And Aijia, spelled A-I-J-A-N, maybe that's Angela, with her suburbs. And Gath Raymond, that's spelled G-A-T-H hyphen R-M-M-O-N, with her suburbs. And excuse me, see, I have to belt, and I keep belching. Excuse me. And out of the half of Manasseh, Anser, spelled A-N-S-E-R, with her suburbs, and Balaam, spelled B-I-L-E-A-M, with her suburbs, for the families of the remnant of the sons of Kohath, unto the sons of Gershom, spelled G-E-R-S-H-O-M, were given out of the families of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan, spelled G-O-L-A-N, and in Bashan. Bashan is spelled B-A-S-H-A-N, with her suburbs, and Asherah. That sounds like a female goddess. I don't know what that has to see. I don't know what she was. A-S-H-T-A-R-O-T-H, with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh, K-E-D-E-S-H, with her suburbs. And Deborah, spelled D-A-B-E-R-A-P-H, with her suburbs. And Raymond, spelled R-A-M-O-T-H, with her suburbs. And Amen, spelled A-N-M-E-N, with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Asher, Marshall, spelled M-A-S-H-A-L with her suburbs in Abdon, A-B-D-O-N with her suburbs in Kuk. It's spelled H-U-K-O-K with her suburbs in Rehob, R-E-H-O-B with her suburbs in out of the tribe of Manasseh, Kadesh and Galilee with her suburbs in Haman with her suburbs in Kar and Jar. Him spelled K I R J A T H A I M with her suburbs unto the rest of the children of Merkar. That's spelled M E R A R I were given out of the tribe of Zebulun. Raymond with her suburb, Tabor with her suburbs, and on the other side of Jordan by Jericho, on the east side of Jordan, were given them out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer, spelled B-E-Z-E-R, in the wilderness with her suburbs, and Joseph, spelled J-A-H-Z-A-H, with her suburbs, Kitma, spelled K-E-D-E-M-O-T-H, also with her suburbs, in Mepha, spelled M-E-P-H-A-A-P-H, with her suburbs. And out of the suburbs of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead, with her suburbs. And Menahem, with her suburbs. And Heshbon, with her suburbs. Jazer, spelled J-A-Z-E-R, with her suburbs. And that is the reading of chapter 6. And she, if you did not understand that, I ask you to read it over for yourselves. It's important that you know all of these names, and so that you will understand this part of the Bible. Now, I will try to read correctly as much as I can and understand, but I don't know how to pronunciate all of these words. Now, let us go into chapter 7. Now the sons of Issachar were Tola and Puha. Let me spell it. Tola, T-O-L-A, and Push, P-U-A-H, and Jashub and Simeon. These were the four. Jashub is spelled J-A-S-H-U-B, and Shimron spelled S-H-I-M-R-O-M, four. The sons of Tola, Esha, U-Z-Z-I-N, Rapha, spelled R-E-T-H-A, Jeriel is spelled J-E-I-I-E-L, Jamal, J-A-H-A-M-I, and Jabson, J-I-B-S-A-M, and Jamal, that's the S-H-E-M-E. Excuse me, see, this is not, it's spelled S-H-E-M-U-E-L. His of their father's houses, to wit, taller were, they were valiant men of might in their synagogues. I read that wrong. Of might in their generation, whose number was in the days of David 2,620,600. And the sons of Uzziah, Azariah, spelled R-Z-R-A-H-I-A-H, the sons of Azariah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Isma, that's spelled I-S-H-I-A-H. 5, all of them chief men, with them by their generations, after the generation of their father, were the bands of soldiers for war, 630,000 men they were, of many wives and sons, and their brethren among all the families of Issachar were valiant men and mighty, reckoned in all by their genealogies 80,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, and Bela is spelled B-E-L-A, and Becher is spelled B-E-C-H-E-R, and Jedamel, that's spelled J-E-D-I-A-E-L, 3. The sons of Bela, Ezon, spelled E-C-O-M, excuse me, she spelled E-Z-O-N, and S-I, and Uziel, spelled U-Z-Z-I-E-L, and Jeremoth, spelled J-E-R-I-M-O-T-H, and R-I-R-I, 5, heads of the house, men of valor, and were reckoned by the genealogy 20,034. The sons of Bija, Zimra, Z-E-M-I-R-A, and Joash, J-O-A-S-H, and Elizar, spelled E-L-I-E-Z-E-R, and El-Lamona, spelled L-I-O-E-N-A-I-N-O-M-R-I-N, yes, ma, J-E-R-I-M-O-T-H, and Abna, spell A-B-I-A-H, and Astaroth, Anaroth, A-N-A-T-H, O-T-H, and Alamet, A-L-A-M-E-T-H. All the bees are the son of Becher, B-E-C-H-E-R. Well, I am going to stop right here, sheep, at verse 9. So we'll pick up on chapter 7 and verse 9 Tuesday. If I am on Blog Talk Radio, nonetheless, wherever I am, I will pick up on chapter 7, verse 9. It's important that you read this for yourself. And perhaps I am not pronouncing the words as they should be pronounced or said, and you will say it for yourself. Right now, see, let us have a closing prayer and thank our Heavenly Father. Father, thank you for the finding us lost sheep and remembering us in Israel, if that's where we're supposed to go with this disease or with this plague in the United States and all over the world. I know that you will get it right, Father. And I ask that you remember your prayer. You said, and I think it was Isaiah 13, that you were going to do this, that, and the other. I want you to keep your promise. The white folks must be removed. They are devilish. They have Satan in them, and they are trying to entice some of our children to do as they do. Don't let our children do as they do. Stop them from doing wicked like the white man. In Yeshua's name, I pray that prayer. He is known mostly by Jesus, but some of those who do not know and don't pick up their Bible and try to read it as they should. Remember, in James chapter 4 and verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you on Tuesday. Also remember Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, where it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Also read 2 Timothy verse 2 and 15. It says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. And with that, I will stop with you. Father,
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is coming. He won't let you down. And I know. We've got to walk on.
I would say,
walk on through temptation. 'Cause He loves, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.